Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the book of Romans. We're in chapter 3, with verses 24 through 27. They are justified freely by His grace through the redemption of Christ Jesus, whom God set forth as an expiation through faith by His blood, to prove His righteousness because of the forgiveness of sins previously committed, through the forbearance of God, to prove His righteousness in the present time, that He might be righteous and justify the one who has faith in Jesus. What occasion is there then for boasting? It is ruled out. On what example? That of works? No. Rather, on the principle of faith. Amen. Faith's principle comes about by living God first in every aspect of representing your life. Where faith is worn on your sleeves, on your being, every part of the way that you breathe. Yes, breathe. Breathe in the Spirit and find the righteousness of courage, confidence, and candor to discuss Jesus at any place, at any time, or for any reason. Remember not to argue, but to live Jesus, for in living one with Him, you'll find the grace to succeed at whatever God has intended for your life. Maybe that's too much Jesus for you, but you have to understand that Jesus has no bearings, no boundaries, and can set you in front of others who need to hear what you've overcome in Him. For only by God can anyone really overcome any presence of sin in the salutations that salter around while living in shame. Amen. Yesterday we had a chance to sit with some men at a muffin, they call it. It's an Emmaus walk of men who put on their retreat twice a year. And here at St. Louis, they meet every Friday morning after a morning mass and sit down and break bread together. Basically, have somebody come in and talk. One of the men been coming to the muffin will talk. And some of them will talk more than once over a period of years. And yesterday, out of the blue, when I showed up, I was asked to speak. And I found the candor of Jesus representing something immediately in the face of believers. And I began to discuss what I had experienced in Christ. Just a smidget of how to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. And I said to them that it means being one with your spouse. The response from that came from an individual who asked me to talk with him a little afterwards. And he wrote back to me and said in a text, "I had to tell my wife what you said about being one. And a true man of faith in Christ is one with his wife." But that's what it's all about, my friends, is to be one in Christ, and that is being one with your wife. Just ask any good brother in Christ what they feel when they're with their spouse, and they'll tell you how the light of the world has captured their soul, and in Jesus, they find it burning even brighter to succeed in whatever God has intended for you together. So lift up your marriage and find a way to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed together. Amen? Join us in our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I know you died and rose for me. We continue to pray for our children aloud. Alan and Alexandra, Jeffrey, Gabriel and Julie, our grandchildren, Julian, Elliot, and Oliver. Prayers for those who've asked us to pray for them, and we pray for those who we'd said that we would pray for. We pray specifically today for those who are dying. Lord, may they have peace in their soul to rest in you eternally. We pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins. Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Romans. We're in chapter 3 with verses 24 through 27. It is a two-stanza poem. It's titled, Righteousness Proved Blood His by Faith. Grace His freely justifies. Jesus Christ's redemption filled with grace sends expiation forth set by God. Righteousness proved blood His by faith. Sins committed, previously forgiven. Righteousness proved times present. Justify all faith in Christ living. Boasting no, outruled by faith's intent. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's November 6, 2021. And I'm recording this morning at 6:33 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, who's by my side this morning, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. As we close today, we're going to close in faith, wondering about the beauty of Christ's taste. It is a joy to undertake when you enjoy His body like a piece of cake of righteousness, overcoming all wrongs and sin, where God lets you truly start again. Amen. Again, thanks for joining us. John and Marie, have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. As we close in the name of Jesus at 8:04. Jesus.